friends in Christ. Last month, I was on retreat and had the great opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., where I spent a part of my retreat at the National Shrine of St. John Paul II. If you ever get to Washington, D.C., don't miss it. It's a beautiful shrine honoring St. John Paul. And in this shrine, in the church or chapel inside the shrine, there are beautiful mosaics donated by the Knights of Columbus. And I was spending time praying with these mosaics. They were of salvation history. And so they start with creation, go through Adam and Eve, the fall, Cain and Abel, Noah's Ark, etc., all the way up till the Annunciation and Christmas, the birth of our Lord. And so I was going through these scenes, looking at the beautiful mosaics and praying at each site. And I got to the scene of today's first reading, the fall, Adam and Eve in the garden. And as I was looking at the picture, the mosaic, I just had a sense, what's wrong with this picture? And then I realized, Adam and Eve have clothes on. And as we know, as we heard in today's gospel, Adam said after the Lord was looking for him and Eve in the garden, he said, I heard you, God, in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. So as you know, and we usually see artists' renditions of the fall, or Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, we see them without clothes. But this mosaic had Adam and Eve not only clothed, but clothed in glory. They were like a royal couple, like a king and queen. They had beautiful robes, kind of like my beautiful chasuble of our Blessed Mother Mary. They were clothed with long, flowing white garments with gold trim. Beautiful, beautiful. And so I went and looked for the artist's explanation of this scene, and the artist took poetic license, but he clothed Adam and Eve because he wanted to indicate how they were originally clothed in glory. Before the fall, before original sin entered the world, Adam and Eve were clothed in glory. And then I realized Adam and Eve were created without original sin. Do you know there are only four people in the history of the world created without original sin? Adam and Eve, our Blessed Mother Mary, we honor today, and of course, Jesus. And Jesus doesn't really count because he wasn't really created. He was begotten in the womb of his Blessed Mother Mary. But that's the reason that Mary was created without original sin, because she was the vessel in which the Word of God became flesh. Jesus, the Word of God, took on flesh, took on human DNA in the womb of our Blessed Mother Mary. And so that had to be a perfectly pure vessel for the Word of God to take on flesh. But Adam and Eve were also created without original sin. And the artist wanted to depict that before the fall, before they realized they were naked, they were clothed in glory because they were perfect, totally without sin. But then, of course, sin entered the world, as we heard in that passage from Genesis, when Eve listened to the serpent and gave in to the temptation to be like God, to be like God. And Eve grasped at the apple or the fruit. Adam grasped at the fruit. And that is totally opposite of what Mary did. Mary did not grasp at her gift. Mary received. And so we have today's Gospel of the Annunciation, where Mary says yes to God. And Mary now becomes the new Eve, And Mary undoes what the first Eve and Adam did in grasping at that fruit, that forbidden fruit. So Mary undoes the sin of Adam and Eve, that original sin. So you and I are not among those four people created without original sin. Every one of us was born into the world with original sin. All humanity, all the descendants of Adam and Eve, except one, our Blessed Mother Mary. And why was she spared? Why was Mary spared from original sin? Because of what happened in today's gospel, where the angel Gabriel comes to her and asks, Mary, will you receive the word of God into your body? And Mary didn't totally understand. She said, how could this be? Yet she trusted, and she said, yes, let it be done to me according to your word. And at that very instant, when Mary said that, the word of God became flesh within the womb of Mary, and our salvation was procured through her yes. And that is why we honor Mary today. Because if Mary had said no, and she could have said no, Mary had free will, just like you and I have free will. Imagine, what if Mary had said no? We wouldn't be preparing for Christmas. There would be no Christmas. Our world would be in worse straits than it is now, because salvation, redemption, would not have occurred. But Mary said yes. And God knew that she would say yes. This is something that our minds have a hard time grasping, because Mary was already a young woman when she said yes. But God knew, even when Mary was conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, that Mary would say yes, because God sees all time as one. God sees the past, the present, the future as all one moment. So God knew that Mary, in her free will, would say yes. And so he preserved her from original sin from the first moment of her conception. Do you know what happens 9 months from today? What's 9 months from today? September 8th, the feast of the birth of Mary. Today, Mary is conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. And 9 months from today, we celebrate her birthday. Christmas, our Lord Jesus Christ was conceived in the womb of Mary. And that day we celebrate on March 25th. 9 months from March 25th is December 25th. So all these feasts connect. But Mary plays such a great part in our redemption, and we honor her today. And so what does this mean for us? We honor Mary. We thank her for her yes. But it means for us that we too can be clothed in glory. Original sin has touched us, has tainted us, yes. But if we have been baptized, we can put on those clothes of glory. And so with Mary's help, we ask that we will one day too be clothed in glory when we join Mary and Jesus in the eternal glory of heaven.